This is Panorama at DMG Investments, where we discuss developments, opportunities, and insights into the real estate market and global economy.
All right. Welcome to the Panorama podcast by DMG Investments. Today on the show, we have Ariel Hai, the VP of Finance at DMG Investments. We're going to be talking about capital markets and raising money in the real estate space. Ariel, thank you for being here.
Hi, Richard. Very nice to meet you. Hi, everyone.
All right. So to get us started, Ariel, could you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into real estate?
Sure. So actually, I started my career as an investment associate in Savos. And then I led the real estate team for a wealth management company in New York. And then after that, I joined DMG. I led a team. We are sourcing new opportunities for DMG, and we are sourcing new capital for DMG. So during the past years in DMG, we successfully raised more than 300 million equity and debts for DMG, as well as a lot of interesting real estate, student housing, multifamily opportunities for DMG.
So could you tell us a little bit about the current state of capital markets for real estate acquisitions?
Sure. So I would say, finally, the commercial real estate is coming back after more than 1 year's pandemic. As U.S., as all of you know, is wrapping up for the reopening during this summer. Yesterday I looked at the Commercial Observer. It says a massive pile of cash reserves is held by the private real estate fund right now. So more than 300 billion is held by the private real estate fund. The Commercial Observer, it says a massive pile of cash reserves is held by private real estate fund.
Wow.
It's more than 300 billion held by them.
Wow.
It's spent cash, according to the data, which is more than double what existed at the end of 2008. Worldwide and the domestic pension funds and the other large institutions, they decided to allocate more capital to commercial real estate investment, with a focus on pandemic-friendly sectors such as industrial, multifamily, and single-family homes. Investment management firms have also been developing war chests for debt originations and acquisitions at a very fast pace. Blackstone, all of us know, they closed $8 billion debt fund before the end of last year, and it's the largest to date. Mm. So I would say everything is coming back.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of new projects, good assets coming to the market right now, and more capital are flowing into the market right now.
Yeah, you mentioned the amount of capital that's sitting on the sideline with investors and lenders who are waiting to participate in deals. What areas of real estate do you see the most interest in right now from a lot of those institutional investors?
I would say the top three asset types are industrial, single family homes, and multifamilies. I will give reasons for each of them. So first of all, industrial. So as well, we know, pandemic changed all of our working habit and the spending behavior. We are working from home, buying everything from home. So logistically, those factories, warehouses are really popular to invest because of the e-commerce, Amazon, other large e-commerce firms. And according to PwC report, the logistic demand is going to increase more than 400 million square feet over the next couple of years of the warehouse is needed. So
that's a lot.
So we saw the increase over there. It's a hot market right now.
Got it. And since you mentioned the pandemic and how that impacted commercials, so now as we're coming out of the pandemic and we're seeing investors moving back into the market, how has that impacted the demand that you're seeing from international investors who want to invest here in the U.S.? Are you seeing more international money now coming in, or has it changed at all from the pandemic?
because DMG works with a lot of like international investors in international institutions. I would say during the past year, during the pandemic, they kind of like stopped or held off their investment in the US because of pandemic. But this year they've already decided to come back because they still think US is a safe haven for the investment for their capital. And even though they do not put new capital in this market, they decided not to pull out their existing investments back to their country. So they like kept all of their previous investment in the US. Although we saw a negative capital inflow last year to the US, but we still see the like positive number in terms of the investment amount, the AUM, those kind of things.
All right. And you're vice president of finance and asset management for DMG. Did I say that right?
Not asset management.
No, I didn't say asset management.
I knew as soon as I said it.
No, I'm the senior vice president of finance and acquisitions.
Finance acquisitions. Okay. From the top.
You can go ahead.
All right. So as the senior vice president of finance and acquisitions at DMG, you oversee a lot of the firm's investment decisions. What are some of the areas of real estate that you're looking to invest into right now, and where are you seeing the strongest returns?
Sure. So previously, we focused on student housing and the multifamily. So the student housing sector is coming back, although like it's kind of like impacted by the COVID. Students went back home during the COVID. The occupancy rate for student housing projects went down during the pandemic. But this year, when most of the school, I would say all of the school, announced the full reopening, students like realized that like they have to come back to the school, they have to get the vaccine, get fully vaccinated. And obviously student housing is still like a kind of our target market to invest going forward. Another like market we are really interested in is multifamily. So especially like suburban multifamilies. During the pandemic, we saw the demographic migration. A lot of people like are moving to like some suburbs and from the like big metro areas because like their companies allow them to work from home permanently because they want to like grow their family size. They start to like raise babies and they need a larger space for them to work and to live. So a lot of cities like Atlanta, Austin, Phoenix are really popular. People are were flocking to those cities during the pandemic. So we saw the opportunities over there. We saw the trends over there. So I would say like the suburban or like not metro area multifamilies are like a good asset type and we do have a plan to invest in.
Got it. Good insight. So Ariel, we always like to, as we get closer to the end of the episode, we like to hear from, you know, you've been in the industry a long time. I'd love to get some of your advice for other people in the real estate industry who are looking to follow a similar path.
Actually, I don't have a good advice, but I would say let's get ourselves like busy because, you know, everything is coming back. Deals are flowing back. So we are like underwriting, I mean, more than 10 deals every week. And we got increased by a lot of like financial institutions about the capital relocation or capital injection into our projects. So for those people who work in the same industry, I would suggest them to come back to the office from your homes and let's get busy.
So Ariel, you've been in the industry a long time. We always like to close out the show with some personal advice that you would give to other people in the industry who want to follow a similar path. What's one piece of advice you give to others in the real estate industry?
So actually, I do not have a real advice, but I would suggest everybody to keep ourselves busy because like deals are flowing back, capitals are flowing back. We are underwriting right now more than 10-20 deals every week, new projects, and we are getting more and more inquiries about capital, about investment into our projects. So my only advice right now for the people who are still working from home is come back to the office and let us get busy.
All right, that's good advice. So what's one thing, Ariel, that you could tell us about yourself, something, an interest or a hobby that you have outside of real estate?
So like I'm a like really outdoor guy. I like all of the outdoor activities. I just came back from Hawaii kind of 3 weeks ago. I did everything over there. I did scuba diving, skydiving, snorkeling, everything. So a lot of like our colleagues in DMG actually are very, very outdoor. So it's like a big family. And then that's my personal thing.
All right. Well, Ariel, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
And everybody out there, thanks for listening to the Panorama Podcast by DMG Investments. See you next time.
See you. Bye.
That concludes this episode of Panorama at DMG Investments. Thank you very much for listening.